While going through the COVID-19 pandemic, that can bring about some extra stress, stress that we don't want, stress that we don't need. That can also make us not feel like working out. But the object of the game is to make working out fun. That's what I had to do to get back into the workout game and to get back on track when it came to my physical fitness. Tune in, you guys, to Designing Your Life Today and get some ideas for creating a fun workout at home. I promise you, it's going to be kind of fun, really. Okay, let's get to it. Our world has changed and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist, and business coach, Pat Council. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Hello, power achievers, and welcome once again to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Council. Now, today on this Tone It Up Tuesday, we're going to talk about making working out at home fun. I mean, working out can really be fun. And you know what? Even if it isn't, you want to tell yourself that it's fun. Why? Because of the benefits you're going to get from all that amazing exercise. I took a moment to think about it. And this has probably been a few weeks ago. And, you know, going through the COVID-19 pandemic, well, you know what? That can bring about some extra stress. As a matter of fact, it did a little bit of extra stress for me for a while. It kind of threw me off my game because I had some seriously amazing 2020 goals to achieve. And well, let's say COVID put a little hiccup in it. But you know what? That's the beautiful part about being a human being. We are resilient. We bounce back. And you know what? We kind of create a new plan and we move forward. And that's what I decided to do. But since that stress did come with the whole pandemic, you know, I was a little bit stressed out for a while. My solution to my stress, you know, I'm like a stress eater. So my solution was to break out the comfort food. Now, we're not talking about chips and ice cream and those kind of things. I don't really eat that kind of food, but we're talking about like extra cheese on everything and things that really taste super good. But if you eat too much of it, it is super, super fattening. So that was my kind of solution to break out the comfort food. Well, after gaining a few pounds back, I had to hit pause and get a grip on my own reality. I had to kind of tug my own coattail and say, wait a minute, this is not going to work. Because you know what? My fitness center, which is I-10 Planet Fitness. No, they're not a sponsor. I'm just kind of keeping it real and letting you guys know. I attend Planet Fitness and they were shut down. And actually almost all the fitness centers around Jacksonville, they were closed. So there was no place to go. And so I had to think about what am I going to do here? Well, going outside and walking, I love to walk. I love to do like a little walk, run, or light jog, that kind of thing. Hadn't done any of that for a while. But once I hit pause to get a kind of grip on my own reality, I had to think to myself, you know what, just because there's a quarantine, doesn't mean that you should start ignoring your health. I mean, granted, there's some great stuff on this television and lots of the movies that we had to pay for. A lot of them were free for a while. I could sit, binge on them, get them now while I don't have to pay for them. How cheap can you be, right? Well, that's not wealth thinking. So what's more important? I had to make a decision. What's more important, your health or watching movies free just to save a couple of bucks? All right, my health won out. So because I like having fun, I decided that the best way for me to get back into the game is to kind of, you know, make working out fun. And I decided to go from having non-existent workouts to turning my workouts into fun, kind of feel good workouts. Okay, the feel good part, that's a bit of a stretch because when you haven't worked out for a while, I can't actually say that you feel really good. You're a little stiff and it takes some effort. And you guys get the picture. Or maybe you don't. You guys are probably all super fit, right? And I'm just playing catch up. But either way, I had to get back in the game. So I'm going to share with you some of the different things that I did to make my workout fun. And you guys can kind of put your own thoughts into things and as far as making your workout fun. And you know what? It would be great if you could share some of your ideas with us. Okay. Maybe you could post it on your Twitter page. I know I'm going to post it on mine using hashtag fun power workout. You know, let's share and make some great things happen. For those of you that were like me and you want to watch the movies, and I got to be honest, I mean, I made my workouts more fun so I could get back in the workout game. But I still kind of want to watch the movies because they're free. Yeah. Okay. I'm not cheap. All right, let's just move on. Anyway, the thing is that if you want to make working out at home fun, and I thought about it, I said, okay, what do I need to do? Well, I need to change things up a bit, and I need to make sure that I can actually kind of feel like I'm getting a good workout in. So I have a Gazelle machine. I have a row machine and I actually have a subscription to Beachbody. Okay. It was an unused subscription until the whole COVID thing. Okay. A kind of hit and miss on the using. All right. Anyway, still, let's move on. So I changed it up. I decided to create routines that worked for me. Different types of workouts that would actually kind of allow me to break a sweat, you know, and because it's important that when you exercise, of course, if you want to burn fat, that you break a sweat. So I had to, break a sweat so that I could actually feel like I was doing something. So I used my Gazelle machine. I used the row machine. And of course, I did Beachbody. And also because Planet Fitness was closed, they had an app for us that we could actually download and follow along with daily workouts. So I was like all in this, you guys, you know, finding all these different workouts that I could do and really having a lot of fun with it. So if you are stuck at home still and you want to do something other than just go out and run around the block or walk around your neighborhood, then you know what? Mix it up a bit. It's amazing what's available to us. I also have some weights. I think they go up to, I have some that are 40 pounds. And then I have a, you know, long dumbbell. I don't even know what this stuff is called. Dumbbell that goes up to 70 pounds. So didn't touch the 70 pound one, not yet. So the thing is that these are some of the different types of workout tools that I have. Now, I also have a bike. And did I use my bicycle? Yeah, not yet. I don't know why, but it's a great bike. Okay, so the first thing is change it up. The second thing is, you know what? If you want to like really make your at-home workout fun and feel good doing it, if you want to feel good, you got to look good, right? So I put on some comfortable workout clothes that fit and And I like my, I got this thing. I like things matching. I'm a person who color coordinates everything or who color codes everything. You know, I use highlighters and, when I file things, you know, I have blue folders, red folders, orange folders, and then I go off into the neon green, neon orange. Yeah, I know. But the thing is that I love things to either be color coded, color coordinated, you know, just matchy matchy. So, I have my workout clothes. I pull them out. I actually, during COVID, I actually threw away a lot of stuff. I mean, wow. But anyway, I kind of put everything together and said, okay, I actually outlined what each outfit I was going to wear, for each day, each workout day. Okay. So, you know, that makes it more fun because once you've put those outfits together, you actually look forward to it. It's almost like going off to work or going to your office or going to your business, a business where you actually have to wear different types of clothing. So, or different styles. So the thing is that, because of that, I actually looked forward to getting up because I had everything so, laid out and so organized. So when you do that and your outfits look good, so now you're feeling really good about what you're about to put on just before your workout. And it takes your mind to a place where you're thinking that it's not just you working out alone, or it's not just you and a couple of other people that are working out alone. So that's the beautiful part. Now here's another thing. And this is not something I did, but this is something I actually saw. There's a park near my home, and in that park there was there's a fella, a young fella, and this is kind of on the after the quarantine was kind of semi over, because it's not really over yet, is it? I don't know. I can't keep up. But he actually set something up in the park where he would help people work out. And he had like a little aerobics class in the park, a little yoga thing going in the park, very small group. It's like not even like 8 people. And they were really spread out, but they were still getting their workouts on. Now, I didn't participate in that, but I just thought I'd throw that in as one of the things you could do to make your workout fun. All right, let's move on. So we got change it up. Look good. The other thing is stay connected to your fitness center through your apps. And as I shared earlier, I downloaded my Planet Fitness app and I would do the workouts. And you know what? The workouts are pretty cool. And I thought, wow, this is a lot of fun. Now, I mean, not taking anything from Planet Fitness because, I mean, I like that gym because it's a non-judgmental zone. Anything with the words non-judgmental in it, I like it. So the thing is, I gotta be honest, I'm a Beachbody fan. Okay. Why? Cause there's a lot of dancing and there's just so much variety, in that, app, workout app. So I really, like that, you guys. Now, I will put a link to the Beachbody, in our show notes and you can check it out. You can click on it and see if it's something that you like. It does cost, but I can assure you it is super, super, inexpensive. So, which might explain why I pay for it and I was hit and miss, but I have to be honest. I've been on it every day. Okay. Almost every day. Yeah. I take like Saturday and Sunday off. Right. But anyway, let's press on some more. Okay. So now we got change it up, look good, stay connected to your fitness center. That kind of makes you feel like you're still in the game and you're still going to the gym every day. So it doesn't kind of, shift your thinking away from fitness. The other thing is go outside and breathe. Now, I talked about the fact that I walked around my neighborhood. Sometimes I'd walk to my park and that's probably takes about, maybe an hour. And, but I guess it's a total going and coming. It's about an hour and a half. Just over an hour and a half. And that's fine. That's great exercise, right? And of course, if I get to the park, if I want to, I can walk around. They have a trail there and where you can measure it and see how far you have walked. So, or if you want to run, but in this case, you know, I would walk. So I believe in fresh air. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm pretty sure there's still some pockets of fresh air left out there, in this world. So my lungs are going to suck it right up. and so will yours. So, you know, go outside and breathe if you feel safe. Of course, this is totally up to you. I'm sharing with you guys what I did to kind of make my working out at home more fun. And so the other thing I want to share with you is, you know what? Expand your mind while you're doing your workouts, while you are out working. And you can do that by listening to your favorite podcast. I actually know of an amazing podcast that you can listen to. And it is like really awesome. You guys are know where I'm going with this, right? It's called Designing Your Life Today. But you can start with Designing Your Life Today. There are also other amazing podcasts that are out there. And I have a blog where, and you'll see it in the show notes. You'll see a link to the blog where I list some of my favorite podcasts. And yes, I do have some favorites. Now, don't get me wrong. Designing Your Life Today is by far my most favorite podcast. Not sure why. I think I know the person who's the host. Anyway, all right, a little corny, but let's move on. So the point is you can read the blog and get some ideas as to some really great podcasts that you can listen to while you are exercising in our show notes. The other thing is that, and I want to say this because when you're expanding your mind, there's something about feeding your mind, something positive. And I'll just give you guys a heads up. When you see my podcast list, you're not going to see anything on there that's, and to each his own, but you're not going to see anything on there that talks about murder or a court case or anything like that. Not judging it. It's just not something I want to listen to when I'm outside getting fresh air and expanding my mind. I don't want anything that would put any kind of fear into my head, you know, during that time. All right. I don't want anything that's going to put fear in me, period. So, but in this case, when I list the favorite podcasts or when you see the blog, then you'll see the list and you'll see that you won't see that on there. Because I think if you're going to expand your mind, you need to learn something new. You need to listen to something that's going to make you laugh. And yes, laughter will expand your mind because it stimulates your creativity. It causes you to relax even more so than you're already relaxed while you're walking. And it causes you to open your mind more. So check the list out. Okay, let's move on. Listen to what I call this star quality music. And to me, star quality music is music that makes you feel like a winner. And if you want to just really feel great about your workouts, I know there's a lot of songs out there today that they have a great beat behind it. And I love music. I mean, that was a big part of my career in the military. That's not all I did, but that was a big part of it. So I'm a fan of music. You know, I love to sing. I love to listen to all types of music. There are certain types I don't particularly care for. Okay. But I'm just going to put it out there and say, you know what? When you're working out and you're listening to music, it might have a great beat, but if it has foul language, if it has negative language, if it has angry language, then you know what? Not so sure that that's kind of helping you out. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but you know what? I know how I feel when I listen to that stuff. Maybe because I'm kind of eternally optimistic. All right. Not all the time. Sometimes, you know, I have my down days. You guys just don't get to see me when I'm that way. Anyway, but you want to listen to what I call star quality music because it's music that makes you feel like a winner. Now, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to play one of my favorites. And with my music, you know, I mix it up a bit. You know, I'm going to say that I go with what I call first level old school. And to me, first level old school, even though it's like 2020, but first level old school is like 1999, year 2000s, you know, in the 2000s, early 2000s. So that's kind of like old school now. Isn't that weird? And then I like to go even older school. So you can, once again, check out my blog, Star Quality Workout Music, and you can see a list of different tunes that I like. It's going to surprise you what's on the list. You know, like I said, I like all types of music as long as it's clean, as long as it's positive, as long as it makes me feel good, it makes me feel like a winner, and it's not full of, what is that? I mean, I get it. I'm a fan for honest and open expression, but when I'm working out, you know what? The way I express myself is I listen to something positive. I'm all about, you know, feeding my mind, feeding my spirit, you know, just feeding myself so much positivity to the point where it opens my mind and allows me to come up with different ideas and create something great. So check out the show notes where I'll have a link to my blog, Star Quality Workout Music. I think you guys are going to like it. So with that being said, I think that's pretty much all I want to share with you when it comes to having fun and making working out at home fun. It is important that I stay the course. For me, that's a big deal because obesity runs in my family and apparently heart disease and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, I'm being silly, but a lot of things, you know, the list just kind of goes on. But for the most part, these things don't have to happen if you take care of your body. You know, when people tell you things run, oh, you know what? This runs in your family. Why don't you ask the magic question? Why? And before I get on that tangent, I probably should like bring the show to an end, but you always want to ask why. I don't just buy into the idea that yes, heart disease runs in our family, so you better watch out. Yeah, maybe it's because if I put down all the fatty foods and start eating something different and exercising and taking care of my body, oh wow, all of a sudden it's no longer running through the family. It has stopped running. So I like to ask why. So the point that I'm making though is that because it doesn't take that much for me to pick up a pound or two. Some people have that metabolism that's just off the charts. I have to rev my metabolism up. And I'm okay with that because I actually like working out. Okay, I like it when I'm doing it. Let's keep it real here. All right, I think that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. But remember, you know, you guys can share your workouts, you know, use hashtag fun power workout and, you know, cheer somebody on, inspire someone, just post. So hopefully some of these ideas that I share with you will help you either get back in the game, stay in the game, shake off whatever you need to shake off. You know, COVID is just a thing, you guys. It should not dominate our lives and cause us to kind of cower down in fear and change who we are and actually do things that, well, make us even weaker, like not work out. So I tugged my own coattail and got back in the game. And so I had to confess that. I've been confessing to you guys a lot. Every so often when I do a Tone It Up Tuesday, I've got to confess. All right, maybe this will be my last confession. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. All right, I'm rambling. Anyway, you guys have an amazing Tone It Up Tuesday. And you know what? I want you guys to do life with power because you're built by design to win.
Number one, you've got to do it better. And if you strive to be happy, you'll find success. Respectively, you've got to put it together. Nothing good will come to you if you don't see a reason for victory. Everybody loves the winner. Only the winner can really to do you've never done. Don't let fear stand in your way. Just collect your dreams and thoughts and get